Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who has been through it all and can give it to you straight. You may be asking, where can I go to submit an issue I need advice on? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. Now, for this episode, we're going to be discussing some concert experiences, whether it was the best time of your life or some of the most traumatizing. Caroline, I'll ask you, have you ever been to a concert before?
Oh my gosh, I have been to so many concerts. I'm a big concert person, and I also got a job recently at the Veterans Home Loans Amphitheater in Virginia Beach.
Oh,
I'm going to be selling merch. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So if you go to a concert there, especially Hozier, that's sold out.
Oh yeah.
Look for me, guys.
Okay.
Even though you don't know what I look like, look for my voice.
we're very big on anonymity.
Oh here. Yeah.
But yeah, that's really cool. So like, you said it's in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so what concerts have you been to then?
Oh gosh. I've been to Something in the Water when it was in DC.
Is that a band?
It was the festival that Pharrell does.
It's called Something in the Water.
Yeah, but it was usually in Virginia Beach, but they moved it to DC for a year. It was weird.
Okay.
But I've been to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Boy Genius, Claro. My very first concert was Bridget Mendler at Busch Gardens.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm performing at Busch Gardens.
Yeah, that was one of like the biggest days of my life. We had to make my dad go with us to get the tickets. Me, my older sister, and my little brother. And then our mom had to take us to the show. We were very determined to go.
Oh my gosh. Well, no, I would be determined to go see Bridget Mendler as well. I don't think she performs anymore. She has a whole life.
She's got a child now.
Yeah, she's like a doctor or whatever.
Yeah.
So she's doing well in life. So good for her. But what concerts have I been to? I literally haven't been to a lot of concerts at all. I went to an Ariana Grande one, but...
Oh my gosh, which one? Was it in Charlottesville?
No, I think it was in DC.
I was going to say, I went to the one in Charlottesville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This was like a while ago.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Mine was like 4 years ago.
Okay. Maybe mine was too. I just got invited from like a friend and I was like, I mean, okay, sure, I'll go. Like, that was my first concert ever. Well, actually, that's not true. I went to go see the Wiggles when I was like...
I'm jealous, actually.
When I was like really young. I don't remember it. My mom just tells me like, yeah, we went to go see the Wiggles. I'm like, okay, like, sure. So that happens. And then I went to go see Chance the Rapper.
Oh, because nice.
I was like obsessed with him. And yeah, he definitely lived up to his concert. It was great. And that was like 4 years ago. I don't think I've been to a concert since.
Dang.
That's kind of disappointing. But it is what it is. I feel like I have. Wait, no, I can't remember. I think I've tried to get tickets to places, but it just never ended up like right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I go to comedy shows now instead of concerts.
Oh my gosh. I actually went to Pete Davidson's comedy show when he came in like August.
Really?
That was really fun.
Were you the one that told me that you like go like to a wedding and he was like one of the groomsmen at the wedding?
No. What?
Oh, okay. No. I remember hearing that story.
Wait.
And I thought it was from you. I guess it's not. I don't.
That's crazy. Let's get into these submissions about concert experiences.
Yes.
So this first one says, seeing Big Time Rush and Victoria Justice when I was in fourth grade was quite literally the peak of my life. And I thought I was going to pass out when James came to the end of our row giving out high fives. I didn't touch his hand, though, unfortunately, but my friend lied for years saying that she did. And I only found out a couple years ago that she never actually touched his hand. So I was jealous for all those years for no reason.
couple of things here. Unpopular opinion, I've never been a fan of Big Time Rush. Sue me.
I can't say the same.
See, I feel like that makes sense, though. I feel like I could envision you being a fan of Big Time Rush. Like, I just don't know. I think it's like, because my mom would never let me watch Nickelodeon as a kid. So I wasn't really involved with like Big Time Rush, Victoria Justice. Uh-huh. Like, what was the name of that show? Victorious. Victorious. Yeah. Okay. I like Victoria Justice though. And I like that like Victoria show. I watched that like later in life, but I never watched Big Time Rush. I was just like, I don't know. I've never really been into it. I don't know. I don't think I was like one of those kids that was like fangirling about like boy bands and stuff. I did fangirl about Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah.
That was like the only
thing. Oh yeah. I remember one time I was like bribed to do yard work so I could go see the Justin Bieber movie in theaters. Yes.
Wait, he had a movie?
Yeah, he had like a movie or it was something in theaters. And my mom was like, if you rake the leaves with me, I'll take you to Justin Bieber. I was like, yes. I was like, of course, mom.
So she took you to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, actually, I don't think she ever did now that I think, but yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie then?
I think I eventually saw the movie, but I just don't think she ever took me to see it in theaters like she said she would.
Dang.
Yeah.
Your mom be lying. And so is his friend. This friend's a liar, bro.
Yeah.
Because what the heck? And also, that's such a stupid thing to lie about. My bad. I'm just...
That is.
I just think it's dumb.
Yeah, because why would you have me jealous for like years on end saying you touched someone's hand when you never did?
Right. So for the next submission, this one says... this one is a bit of both, I guess, traumatizing and the best time of his life. I went to a concert by myself for the first time. I was excited to push myself, but also very nervous because big events can make me anxious sometimes. Same. The music was really fun and upbeat, and everyone in the crowd ended up being really nice. We were all dancing together, and then I happened to be next to these two guys. I started talking with one of them and we ended up making out. The other person notices this and then we end up making out too. Then they made out with each other. At the end of the day, it turns out they were kind of a thing at that point, and now they're in a relationship, LMAO. I mean, there's not really much to say here besides like, you're just out here doing God's work. Like,
yeah.
The fact that you kissed that guy first probably like brought them together, you know. They were already a thing, but I guess like you kissing one of them just really did something.
Yeah,
it, like, really brought them closer, because now they're in a relationship. So like, good for you, like, you know.
Yeah,
that's something to be proud of, I think.
And also good for you for going to a concert by yourself. That's really brave. I think
very, very brave. I don't know how people do it, because like, I love doing stuff by myself, right? Like,
but concerts, like a giant group of people, I feel like I need to be with someone.
Only because I would be really scared. I'm gonna get like taken or something. Like, I don't know. It's just like, no, it's with big crowds like that in my anxiety, I need somebody to be there with me or else I'm gonna like freak out.
Yeah.
And I'll probably just end up leaving. Like, I don't know. It's just like, unless maybe I live like down the street from this concert thing, then like, okay, whatever. But I don't know. Eating out, I can do by myself. Mm-hmm. Shopping, I can do by myself. Like, you know, stuff like that. But concerts is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, but I'm glad you had a good time. It sounds fun. You got to make out with a couple people and, you know, you started a relationship. So congrats to you.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give you some more advice. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network, and to submit a response for future episodes, follow us at podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And thanks for listening.
See you next week.